All right, it's just shy of 8:40. Glad to have you tuned in here. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Got a special guest in the studio here, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Eric, how are you?
Morning, Kelly. Great to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you in here because with coronavirus, the scammers are at it and always devising new ways to try to separate you from your money. And you want to kind of clue us in as to some of these scams and what's going on and how they get in touch with people and try to, as I said, separate them from their money.
Yeah, and with the corona affecting so many people, the scammers really have a lot of opportunities to target and victimize people. So we just want to get some awareness out, make sure people know what some of the common scams are so they can protect themselves from becoming a victim.
Certainly. So what do you want to start with?
Well, the first one has been around a long time. It's the general phishing scam where you'll get an email or a phone call requesting personal information. That's been around a long time. But this one, with the stimulus checks, everyone wants to get their money from the federal government and is expecting some money.
Right.
So likely you'll get an email from a scammer pretending to be from the IRS or the Social Security Administration trying to verify your information, your address, your Social Security number, things like that. Just know that the government's not going to request that information. They know who to send the money to, and they're not going to request any of that personal information from you.
Sure.
Another one that we're seeing a lot of is online shopping scams. Really two versions of that scam. The first one is people trying to sell counterfeit vaccinations, masks, sanitizers, home test kit, things like that. If you're going to be purchasing things like that, make sure you're purchasing them from a known reputable vendor, not just an offer that you might see online. The other one that we see are companies sending out or scammers sending out fake emails purporting to be from Amazon or a various number of companies asking you to verify your order status. There'll be a link in there to verify your order status. You may have ordered something recently and not even think about it. Click on a link and now you've opened yourself up to scams.
I get those a lot. I really do.
They're very easy to send out, and a lot of people will click on it. They don't take the time to check the header to see where the email is coming from. So just simple things like that. If you're going to check an email status or order status, go to that website that you ordered it from and check it there.
Good advice.
The next one, when things like this happen, obviously people want to be generous with their money and they want to donate to charities to help other people. And unfortunately, the unscrupulous scammers will take advantage of that and try to get people to donate money through a malicious link. So if you're going to donate money, just know that you should go to that website to donate the money or to that charity in person. Never click on a link in an email. Also, if someone asks you to send money using a prepaid gift card, or to wire money or to send money using like a text kind of a thing like Venmo or something like that, that's typically going to be a scam. The best thing to do is to use your credit card. You have some protections with that. And again, make sure that you're donating through a known reputable charity. Do your research when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Finally, with a lot of people working at home, there's been a lot of work at home scams. Scammers will take advantage of people not really being in touch with their other employees. And they might send an email saying, hey, can you send a check to this vendor to pay this or something like that? And the person doesn't have the close contact to be able to verify that with the appropriate source. So they'll send out that money or that electronic deposit, and it's typically a scammer. And also people are using Zoom. Zoom has allowed people to keep in contact during this time.
Yep.
But if you're using Zoom for business type situations where there might be sensitive information being transacted, Zoom recommends a couple of different things. One, to make the meeting private, to also require a password for people to join, and make sure you have the most recent updated version of Zoom. They did a security patch, I think, back in January that helps with some of the security issues. If you have any other questions about that, you should go to their website, and they have some other suggestions on how to make your meetings more secure.
Good advice. Yeah, we've been hearing about Zoom, and I've never used it personally, but apparently it's pretty easy to hack into, right? That's what we're hearing?
Yeah, there's been a couple cases where either business meetings or school, when they have their online classrooms, they've been hacked into. Like anything on the internet, there's back doors and holes in the technology, and you got to do the best you can to make sure you shut those holes and try to keep it as secure as possible.
How many, you don't have to give us an exact number, but just, you know, something to kind of put this into perspective locally, are you seeing a lot of these things happening in the Sheboygan area, Sheboygan County?
I guess I wouldn't classify it as a lot, but we're certainly seeing enough of them to raise our attention and to want to get the awareness out there so people don't become victims of this. I think the longer this goes on, and especially if things become more serious, you know, we're talking about reaching the peak here pretty soon, hopefully. But as this continues on, you know, with any good crisis, the scammers and the criminals come out and want to try to take advantage of that. So awareness is the key.
And how hard is it to track down the scammers, or is it almost impossible to do?
Unfortunately, it's almost impossible. There are some scams where there's a local connection where we are able to track people and make an arrest, but a lot of times these things originate overseas with VPN, virtual private networks, which hide your IP address, with the ability to mask your telephone number or to have, like, on your caller ID, if you get a call from the IRS, let's say on your caller ID, that's not a guarantee that's who that call is coming from. There's software that allows you to change that. So with all that technology, it makes it harder and harder for law enforcement to track down these criminals, and they know that they can hide behind these layers of anonymity, and it makes it harder and harder. So that's, again, why awareness and prevention is the most important.
We've heard too about, you know, if you get an email and it directs you, you know, maybe to another site, they make them look so realistic, you have no idea that it's a fake website. You know, it looks like it's something legit and it's really not.
Right. I know just recently there was a UPS scam where people were getting emails from UPS, and it had the UPS logo on it. And I mean, if you didn't really scrutinize it, you would think that it came from UPS. And if you're expecting a UPS package, you'd think nothing of clicking on the link to confirm your delivery status or whatever it asks you to do. And the next thing you know, that you've initiated some malware on your computer where they've installed a virus or some tracking software, and you're in for a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's, you just have to be careful nowadays. So careful with all of this stuff, you know.
You really do. And there's some great resources online that you can go to. My number one resource is Google. I mean, if you go to Google and you search something that has happened to you, a scam or something, there's a lot of information out there. But two that I wanted to draw people's attention to specifically related to the COVID-19 scams. One is fraudsupport.org. Again, fraudsupport.org. In the upper right-hand corner of that website, there's a green box that says COVID-19 alerts. And it has a lot of great information about every day. It's updated with new scams and ways to protect yourself. That's a website that you can also report scams to them so that they can compile a database. And it has good information on how to undo some of the trouble that might have been done. And the second one is IC3. It's the letter I, the letter C, and then the number 3. .gov. There you can, it's an FBI website. You can report internet crime and get some other resources, information from them regarding COVID-19 and other kind of online scams.
That's really good to know. That's very good to know. Really some good information there, Eric. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to add this morning?
Just for people to use their common sense, a lot of these scams, when they come in, they seem too good to be true. Yeah. I mean, that's grandma's advice. If it seems too good to be true, it is. That's a good one to live by. And also, like I said earlier, just verify with the organization, the website, whoever's trying to contact you. You and I think, talked previously about the grandparent scam, where grandparents would get a telephone call from someone purporting to be their grandchild asking for money. Reach out to that person and verify that first. Don't just give money away. Verify before you give your money away.
Yeah, and we've had so many stories about that scam and people just getting taken for unbelievable amounts of money. And I can't imagine being in that position. It's just got to make you sick.
It's heartbreaking, especially when you're dealing with people who are not as technologically savvy as others, and they're out, you know, their life savings, 10, 20, 30, sometimes more, $1,000, and it's really heartbreaking. So if you have people that you know that might be subject to victims, you know, susceptible to being a victim, go talk to them too. I know, you know, it's hard to do during this time making contact with people, but over the phone, just make them aware of these scams so that they're not falling victim either.
Good stuff there. Thanks for coming in, Eric Edson, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department. Really appreciate it. Some good stuff there.
You bet, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
All right. You have a great day.
Thanks.